talking about how good Eli has looked. Do you feel the same way when you've seen him out here?
I think there's a comfort level that he has, you know, second year in the system. He's healthy, had a very good spring, hoping to build upon that, and it's exciting to see. I mean, he's always had a tremendous work ethic, and the great thing about Eli is his focus on the process, you know. I mean, he takes all the time to focus on those little details in the meeting room and going through the walkthroughs and the communication with the players. So excited thus far with where he's at and where we're headed.
I mean, you're someone who has known him very well. When you see this version of Eli, what do you see? How different is it from what he was when he was at his height?
I think his arm is very live. I don't think his arm's ever been stronger. I mean, he looks like he's got a lot of zip on the football, and he's worked hard to take care of his body, to work on some of the fundamentals and techniques, and try to make sure that he's able to do all the things necessary to get everything he can into throws. But like I mentioned, his focus on the little things. I mean, it's interesting watching tape, and he'll, another one of the quarterbacks will be in, and he's off to the side, and he's practicing his footwork versus air. You know, there are little things that a guy that has his experience and, you know, 2-time Super Bowl MVP and the things that he's done, yet he just has a mentality as though he's a free agent trying to make the ball club and working very, very hard. So that aspect hasn't changed. If anything, he's even hungrier now than I remember him when we were together.
Not that he's old, but it seems a little odd that somebody at 34, their arm would be even stronger than it was a couple of years ago.
I think a large degree is the amount of confidence that a player has in those around him and in himself and just in what the assignments are. You know, I don't think any of the positions, if a player doesn't have to think and have to process, if they can just let it flow and react, and I think that's helped him. And plus, he's a lot healthier and having the experience in the system. And so, you know, I think he's really putting a lot of zip on the ball. And so hopefully we can keep that going and take care of him in that respect.
Last summer there, you know, admittedly by Ben and Eli, there was a emphasis on the footwork. You know, that was something that was new to him, so they had to work. Is there something similar this year mechanically or something that there's an emphasis on, or is it still the footwork?
I think it always is. It starts with the footwork, but I think it's really just having the reads, having the concepts become second nature, and having that level of comfort and then a confidence in that the players are going to be where we want them to be, that he's going to trust his feet, as we like to say, in terms of the timing of the system. And nothing beats experience. There's no shortcuts. There's no way to kind of go around that. And again, you got a true professional like Eli who really buys into doing all the little things. It really makes it easier for him to improve.
So what else can be done besides reps to get that done, to get that familiarity?
I think, certainly the reps out on the field, and then the things that we can do teaching in the classroom. And there's great dialogue that we have in our meeting room, and certainly a guy that with his experience and his background, and you know, there's a comfort level in terms of being able to say anything, ask anything, and you know, those quarterback meetings, and Ben is certainly heavily involved in those meetings, and it's like another coaching meeting. You know, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, between the execution out in the practice field, that preparation, what we do in the meeting room, and then him, you know, taking care of his body, which he's done a tremendous job of, I think will help him be able to be ready to go.
How is your comfort level with the offense, and is it odd that the guy you're trying to help and teach knows more of it than you do?
It's been exhilarating. I just can't say enough about, you know, working with Ben McAdoo. What a detail-oriented, great teacher, wonderful, very comfortable relationship, and it's exciting. I mean, there's so many concepts about this game, and I think Eli's really bought in, and it's been a lot of fun to work with him. And again, we didn't have to break through any of those barriers as far as establishing who we are and what we're about. You know, we got a little history together, so that's made it a lot easier. So it's been a lot of fun.
How is he being an offensive?
Go ahead, Tom. Does he have more options now? And if you look around the talent level, are his choices greater?
You know, I think there's a lot of players that we're counting on. And you look at, you know, certainly the receivers with the Victor Cruz, who's coming back and looking strong, and Odell Beckham and Larry Donnell, and so many of the players and some of the younger guys, and with the addition of Shane Vereen out of the backfield, definitely nice to have those options. And so he's been trying to spread the ball around and work on different reads, if you will, and that's served him well so far.
Are there enough balls to spread around now?
I sure hope so. I hope so. And that's going to make all the players be extra competitive to do their job and do it well and get open fast and compete for the football and be motivated for the football. Well, that's a good thing.
What have you you seen from Ryan Nassib so far?
I think Ryan is a very, very hard worker, very competitive. I mean, he is a gym rat. Excellent. You talk about, you know, Ralph was mentioned earlier, you know, knowledge of the system. That guy, he is sharp as a tack. And he's someone that, from a mobility standpoint, the ability to extend plays, and if he has to scramble, has that as an asset. And he's getting better. You know, some of the things from a release and vantage point and tightening that up and getting the ball out of his hands faster, and he's been doing that. So I've been very pleased working with him. I'm excited to see what he does here in the preseason.
Is that the emphasis with him, getting the ball out faster?
I think there's a ton of areas of emphasis. I mean, he still has to get the, you know, be ready to go at a moment's notice, and that's the mindset. That's the way he prepares, which is great. He's not in a mode of, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just, you know, in grad school. I mean, he prepares as though he's going to be called upon and takes it all in that regard. And I think whether it's a footwork or tightening up a release or any little tiny thing, he's looking to prove everything. And so I wouldn't just limit it to that one area. I mean, he's looking to get better in all areas.
You guys always had a veteran behind Eli here during your first time here. I know this is a kind of new look at Ryan, but do you have any sense of whether, if something happened to Eli, he could step in and get the job done for a little while?
Yeah, right? You know, that's a, you know, you're always hoping that your backup quarterback, if it's called upon, is ready to win, is ready to go ahead and do the things that are going to help you be successful. And you know, certainly he's the backup quarterback for a reason, because there are certain things that he might not be able to do. But certainly from the standpoint of a person who would be competitive, who would prepare, who would work very hard and get everything he has, we have great confidence he's going to continue to develop and be ready to be if he's called upon.
How has being an offensive coordinator made you a better coach?
You know, it's interesting to say, when you have a perspective of the entire operation, you know, the run game, the pass game, the protections, I certainly can appreciate the responsibility and the pressure that Ben is under. And having gone through that, I think it kind of, I try to find different areas and ways to make his job easier, to try to have a perspective of some of the bigger picture things, that, you know, lessons I learned, mistakes that I made, things that worked well, and just to, you know, focus on what can I do, especially from the quarterback standpoint, to help him be at his best so that it helps the rest of the offense flow smoothly.
With Tom, I think it always comes up almost every year, whether the game is passed him by or he's up with the latest things. How have you seen him evolve as a coach and keep up with the times? And what's your opinion about that?
I think Coach Coughlin is certainly has core values. He's a man of great integrity and honor, and his the way his style of football, the discipline, the belief in team above self, that hasn't changed. But he has, in a lot of ways, tried to do various things to whether it's I don't know the music we got out at stretch or just some of the various things behind the scenes that, you know, I don't necessarily want to get into, but he's definitely been on the cutting edge. And you look at just the openness to, you know, with, you know, having the veteran quarterback and now, you know, with the new system and all that's gone on there, I think he's always looking to evolve and grow and it stresses to us as coaches that the day you stop learning, the day you're so set in your ways, you know, is the day that it's time to move on. So he's been very energized, and it's just been a thrill for me to be back.
You ever think 6-8 years ago you'd see the practice, the Giants practice with Tom Coughlin with music on the field and big guys catching punts and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, it's been great. And there's more to come. We've got a few more things in store, so it should be a lot of fun.
And what about your year as a consultant? Is that sort of a year off? Or
excuse me?
Your year as a consultant?
Oh, yes. It was an opportunity that, you know, first and foremost to, you know, reconnect, you know, with my family and spend more time with my daughters. I spent the time to work with Derek Carr to help get him ready for the draft, which was a lot of fun. Of course, David's younger brother, went out to California and helped train him and work out with him. And I was pleased with the progress that he's made and wish him well as long as we don't play him. And did some online work. And it just gave me a chance really to take a step back and without all the pressure to see the games. And it's just amazing. There's so many when you take that vantage point, you can see that some of the, maybe some of the mistakes that are made and some of the things that, oh man, you, of course you fill up the spiral notebook with ideas, and it's not necessarily even the X's and O's as much as just ideas and thoughts of how you can be better prepared should you get another opportunity. And it was, feel very fortunate to have a chance to be back, and not just back, but you know, come back home to Big Blue.
You still have that notebook?
Oh yes, absolutely. My manifesto, yeah, I got it, lessons learned, you know, that type of thing, and so forth. It's a lot of fun.